U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski on Wednesday helped secure anonymous consent for the Senate to pass H.R. 5110, the Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act, which would make congressional intent abundantly clear and reverse a misinterpretation of law that is preventing schools from using federal education funds for hunter safety education and archery programs. The bill passed the U.S. House of Representatives by a margin of 424-1 on Wednesday, and next heads to the president's desk with support from overwhelming veto-proof majorities in both chambers. The Department of Education has taken congressional intent, stretched it, warped it, and used it to put hunter safety skills at risk for the next generation of Alaskans, said Senator Lisa Murkowski. Today, we sent a very clear message that hunting safety and archery are important life skills for countless Americans, especially Alaskans, and that school may continue to fund these hunter safety heritage programs. H.R. 5110, Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act, corrects a problem created by the Department of Education in its guidance for the implementation of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Contrary to congressional intent, DOE sought to prohibit schools from using federal education fundings for classes and activities that use dangerous weapons, which included hunter safety and archery programs and culinary programs that use certain cutting tools. Murkowski held meetings with DOE officials and co-sponsored two bills, the Arrow Act led by Senator John Barrasso and the Defending Hunters Education Act led by Senator John Tester to legislatively restore congressional intent. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana.